Woman, and you're listening to Space Time Music, a podcast exploring the roots, shoots, and branches of some of my favorite songs through samples and covers. On today's episode, I only have eyes for you. I like to begin with the song that sent me down the sample or cover rabbit hole. In this case, I was listening to Spotify, playing classic Lode Runner online. Yes, I'm played the original Lode Runner on an Apple IIe years old. So I was falling down the Spotify holes when a song by Timothy Bloom came on. I liked the sound of his voice and went to his artist page to find out that I was already following him on Spotify. I'd even clicked the heart button on a couple of his songs. So I checked out one of the songs that I'd clearly liked before but didn't remember, and it's called The Beginning, in parentheses, Work It Out. I began playing it to refresh my memory and heard the haunting first notes of I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos sampled in the background.
You know, when you love somebody, you gotta treat them kind, yeah. And if you out there and you got that good one, never let her go.
And I thought, this one has got to go on my A Sample, A Cover playlist. If you want to check it out, it's on Spotify. I'll put the link in the show notes. The Flamingos version is doo-wop and always brings to mind iconic imagery of young love in the 1950s. Drive-ins, parking at scenic lookouts, cruising the local strip, and slow dancing at school dances like George McFly and Lorraine Baines. That's a Back to the Future reference, kids. It's possibly one of the best big studio films of the 1980s. If you don't know it, you should go check it out. Here's the 1959 recording by the Flamingos.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
After drifting down a lane of nostalgia that never really existed with the Flamingos, I did a little research and discovered that even though the Flamingos version is arguably the most popular, the song was first published by composer Harry Warren and lyricist Al Dubin, not sure how you say his name, and recorded in 1934 for a film called Dames. I've never heard of this film, so I can't give you a thumbs up or thumbs down. What I can tell you is that according to the interwebs, there are more than 200 versions of I Only Have Eyes for You, which seems a little excessive. I mean, it's a good song, but damn. In case you're curious, here's one of the earliest recordings of the song by Ben Selvin with Howard Phillips on vocals in 1934 in the classic early jazz age style of the time.
Thank you. tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes
in my internet travels. I discovered there's also an Oscar Peterson and Billie Holiday version, which is worth a listen. Oscar Peterson always sounds like he's playing piano with five hands. And add on top of that, Billie Holiday's somehow tortured soul, but kind of chipper and happy vocals on top of that, and you've got a winner. Check it out.
I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
Billie Holiday hid nothing when she sang. Not a damn thing. If you've never heard of her, you should do some Googling and see the movie Lady Sings the Blues. Diana Ross looks and sounds nothing like Billie Holiday, but it's the story you want. And it's a piece of black cinema worth seeing. While you're at it, check out Mahogany and The Wiz, both 1970s films starring Ms. Ross. I'm not saying she's a great actress, but if you want a real sense of the era on multiple levels, these films will take you there. Of course, our West Indian brothers and sisters always come out with reggae versions of whatever song it is, from Fiddler on the Roof to I Only Have Eyes for You. I found this one by Corinne Bailey Rae. Yes, I know she's English, but her father's is from St. Kitts. It's a live version, so the audio isn't great, but I hope she releases it on an album at some point, because it's really good.
I wanted to play you some of my favorite songs doing this gig. And one of them is a song that I've loved since I was a child, and it's kind of a doo-wop classic and a jazz standard, but we wanted to put together a real different version for you. So I hope you enjoy this song.
That's all for this episode. Make sure to give Timothy Bloom, Corinne Bailey Rae, Diana Ross, The Flamingos, Oscar Peterson, and Billie Holiday a listen. You will not be disappointed. This has been Space Time Music with Lit the SBW. Bye, y'all.